Dear T.A. and Dave, I have read the book of Galatians more than once, and each time it puzzles me as to whether or not Paul is telling them that they are in danger of losing their salvation by turning to another gospel. I believe there is only one true gospel that can save a person, and it's from that gospel that the Galatians are turning. However, I also believe that the Bible teaches eternal security, so I don't believe they could become lost. Therefore, I can't quite resolve these apparent conflicts. What do you say?
Paul's pretty strong in his condemnation of those who are turning to the law, turning to circumcision in Galatians, and he calls that another gospel. But is he indicating that they might not, that they may be losing their faith or turning from the faith or losing their salvation?
It's not a question of losing your salvation. What Paul is concerned about is, did you really understand the gospel to begin with? He says, I stand in doubt of you. He tells them.
But he says, doesn't he say in chapter 3, they began with the Spirit?
Well, no, he's reasoning with them there. He's not saying that doesn't have to do with their salvation right then, but that has to do with their living the Christian life. And if you got the Christian life by faith through Christ, then you can't generate this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What you began in the Spirit, you can't perfect in the flesh. I think he's arguing that with them. He's already said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ is living in me. But he also, in chapter 5, verse 4, for example, says, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. Now, I don't think he means you can lose your salvation. What he's saying is, well, earlier he says, I stand in doubt of you. Are you really Christians?